I ventured out yesterday to buy a few things at the grocery store and saw that one of the self car washes was open. As I was drying the car, a man came up to me and asked me if I was the bishop. Now, I was in street clothes, but I said, "Yes, I am." Now, in my mind, I'm keeping in thought that a number of emails and letters have been sent to the chancery, voicing well-intentioned frustration with the shelter-in-place mandate. I was fully expecting him to express something about the sadness about closed churches during Lent, confessions not available except in an emergency, and especially the opportunity not to attend Easter morning Mass. But he didn't mention any of this. Instead, he asked me, "Bishop, have you ever been to the Holy Land?" "No," I told him, "but someday I hope to go." I asked him, "Have you?" "Yes, I was there. It was great. My wife and my mother-in-law and I went on a pilgrimage a couple years ago. It was tremendous. But sadly, my mother-in-law got sick and she died there." And I said, "I was sorry," and asked, "What did you do?" And she said, "Well," he said, "the Franciscan priest who was directing the pilgrimage," and as you know, Bishop, the Franciscans direct many of the pilgrimage sites in the Holy Land, "told us that we could do the funeral and the burial there or have the body shipped back to the United States." Now, as he's telling me this, I'm wondering, what happened? Was he treated with sensitivity and understanding? Or did he receive harsh and cold response from that Franciscan? He said, "Bishop, you know, it cost almost $10,000 to fly a body back, but under $1,000 to do the burial and the funeral in the Holy Land." And I asked him, "Well, what did you do?" And he said, "Well, I told the Franciscan director of the pilgrimage, a man died here 2,000 years ago. A man was buried here, and 3 days later rose from the dead. I'm not going to take that chance with my mother-in-law." Now, at that point, I realized he was clearly kidding. He started laughing, and I realized, have you ever been to the Holy Land? And he said, "No, Bishop, you know how much that costs? But I heard it on the radio yesterday, and I thought I'd tell you that." I said, "Well, where do you live? What's your parish?" "Well, we live in Idaho, but I've seen you on TV and you actually did my grandson's confirmation." I said, "Well, are you looking forward to going back to Mass again?" He goes, "I kind of like Mass on TV." And I said, "Well, why is that?" He goes, "Well, there's no collection." "Well, happy Easter, Bishop." And he got in his Subaru and sped off. Well, I'm glad he can find joy in these challenging days. This Easter vigil is much abbreviated. There wasn't the Paschal fire, nor the dark cathedral aglow with the tapers, the small candles. There won't be baptisms nor confirmations or receptions into our Catholic faith, not just here in our cathedral, but in the parishes throughout our diocese. This is the first for most of our priests. The status of being shelter in place has tested the faithful. You, God's holy people, watching now, the religious women and men, deacons and wives, priests, the lay faithful. But what has not changed is the message, the good news that Easter is the celebration of an empty tomb. Our gospel this evening does not present to us the risen Jesus, as much as we're told that the women find an empty tomb. And an angel says, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen." We are reminded with these words from Scripture and this Mass, this Easter Vigil, that Jesus is risen and is living among us, and we should not look for him among the dead. Unfortunately, we often look for the living among the dead. We look for life in things that have no life in them, material possessions, excessive recreation for adults and children, alcohol, drugs and food, physical pleasures of various kinds. Look how normally a readily available necessity like toilet paper became an item of massive hoarding throughout the United States. No, we never find joy and love and peace in these things. But Easter calls us to get out of the tomb of selfishness, greed and prejudice, addiction and hostility. And Easter calls us to hear the words of the angel twice spoken. Do not be afraid. Our risen Lord invites us to accept a new heart, a new birth, and a new person. At each Easter, we're asked to renew our baptismal promises, in a sense, to get once again a new life. But we have to be honest. For many Christians, we take our faith for granted. We can be cultural Catholics, no matter our ethnic heritage. As I mentioned on Holy Thursday, there was a question asked in the Wall Street Journal earlier in the week. Could a rogue virus lead to a grand moment in America's history? Will Americans, shaken by the reality of a risky universe, rediscover the God who proclaimed himself sovereign over every catastrophe? The God who gave us his only Son, that we might have eternal life. Shortly, we will renew our baptismal promises. And as we do so, we should reflect not only on the depth of our belief in Jesus Christ, but the extent of our love for God and others. Happy Easter.